possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
The music's really hitting today. It's really hitting.
I think Kyle's trying to tell me something, man.
No, just playing random songs. I think it's all in your head, Hugh. That's all.
No, I think Kyle's picking with me. How do I get you along? Is that what they're saying? Who's that?
It's Heart. It's like every movie where the guy locks eyes with the woman of his dreams.
This place.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. I guess I ain't been in that too many of those moments.
Well, that's true.
Well, that's the whole point of all this. All right, welcome.
Really, Kyle?
We're invested in this now, Hugh. He ain't one of those apps.
You are here to help, Bob.
Yes, that's what we do. We're here to bully your help, one of the two. All right, Sports Talk on
Either
WIP,
or.
Presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on us these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, this is not what I just read, but have they... What was it, YouTube TV and Fox? Aren't they in a dispute? They haven't solved that yet, have they?
Was it today by Fox? Yeah. That's today.
There's going to be a lot of upset. I read yesterday over 9 million people have YouTube TV as their provider now.
I mean, I'm going to be furious.
I mean, what are you going to do without the NFL?
The Eagles have 9 games on Fox this year.
Go to a bar.
Yeah,
and well, post up with everybody else. Yeah. I know I got a bar. We're gonna we're just a little bit out the way, but we're gonna go. They got nice TVs.
My body doesn't need that.
Yeah, he's trying to save himself. It's a long season. You got to pace yourself.
The problem we'll have is the away games, but the home games will be there.
Right, but we get because the Eagles are so good. They have Thursday, they have Monday, they have Sunday night. So we got plenty of 1 o'clock on Sunday. We want to watch the whole league. So I know people are worried about that. I have ticket. Apparently Sunday ticket's not affected, even though it's on YouTube now. It better not be because I'll be watching that. Couple Sundays from now. Let's get back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Can a win tonight salvage the series for you with the Phillies? It can for me. They get out of there with one. I'm going to keep my chin up. We're going to move on. We're going to have a 6-game lead with 29 games to play, and we're not going to worry about the Mets for a couple weeks. That's it. Hugh, I'm walking out tonight with a victory. And by the way, by the end of the show, you got to give us Taiwan Walker's line because we need a good Taiwan start tonight. But Hugh Douglas, can a win tonight salvage the series?
Can I win the night?
Yes.
Well, since you asked me the way that you asked me, because we're playing semantics, yep. Yes, it could salvage the series. Because technically it's the last game in the series.
Finally, a little forward thinking, the way you
worded it. Now, I guess I have to wait because you told me to give you the line to tell you what I think, but I'll wait.
Wait, you got it ready? I mean, sometimes you got to kind of workshop this. You have Taiwan's line tonight ready?
Yeah.
It's a big start.
I don't, it's not a line. It's so much what I feel is going
to
happen.
Okay. I mean, paint the picture. What's Taiwan needs to step up tonight and give them, you know, 5 solid innings.
You want me to paint a scenario what's going to happen? He's going to get shook and we're going to lose.
What?
Yeah. This team, listen, man, we're not going to, it's going to be more of what I've seen the last 2 days.
Why are you doing this to us?
What you mean?
You're the Taiwan whisperer. Whatever Taiwan does.
We got our ace. He got out of sorts. Luzilla. Jesus got out of Zorts.
Sardo.
Luzilla.
Luzilla.
Luzilla sounds like a...
Sounds
like a cool nickname.
He got out of sorts tonight. I think he was trying to say his name, though.
No, I was saying Luzilla. Even though I do mess up names like all the time. Taiwan's going to finish the trifecta.
You saying he's going to get rocked?
It's going to be a rough one today.
Don't call it the trifecta. That makes it sound like you're...
I know. It's a good trifecta.
I'm not rooting for it. I'm just telling you what it is.
What happened to you? You were a Taiwan guy.
I'm not rooting for it. I'm being honest. I am the drunk uncle at the barbecue right now.
I don't want honesty. I want you to lie to us.
Sober up.
Lie to us. I need a win.
I don't think it's happening. I'm not saying they're going to lose. I don't think it's happening, though. I think that the Mets are so far in their head that they're not going to win. And I'm going to tell you what else I think. You better hope... You don't see him in the playoffs.
Well, I hope that regardless of tonight.
That's what I'm saying. You better hope because I've the last two games that I watched, the second one was better. No question about it. There was some fight.
Yeah, they fought. They hit the home run. Yeah, Bader.
But like I said, it was one of those ones where the game's almost over and it felt like you started to play tight. And they just knew, it felt like the Mets knew, hey, man, you keep it close. They're going to come unraveled. And guess what you did? You came unraveled.
Well, that's what they tend to do. Look, they get a win tonight, and I will feel fine as we leave the series. Not great. I'm not going to do jumping jacks. Say they've gotten past the Mets thing. But if they win tonight, get one, stay up six, we're good to go. Eric in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Eric. Eric?
All right.
Going once. We'll put Eric back on hold. Terrence in Springfield is up on WIP. Hey, Terrence.
There we go. Hugh Joe Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up?
Hey, you, man, you been getting busy, man, at ATL, huh?
What you talking about?
Nah, that's what it sounds like.
Well, obviously not.
Well, not anymore. But.
You doing this thing at ATL, man. Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
Play going to be a play. I mean, keep it playing. They say, Hugh, keep it playing, baby. That was a lot.
No,
that is wild. Somebody call and say he bit his family. That's wild. I couldn't do that, man. He was telling all his, it really was something else.
Yeah, when somebody calls him out, none of his family members were tampered with. That is crazy.
Tampered is a wild way to put it.
I like the way he kept it playing. He kept it playing, man. He said, I need more information. That's what I'm talking about here. Keep it playing. Now, guys, what are they going to solve with the series, man? Because the series, they already lost the series. Check this out. When the Phillies came in the series, the Mets were reeling. They were fighting for their lives. They were in survival mode. And the Phillies, they were on a heater. They were hot. So why did the Phillies come in and Bryce Harper didn't come in smelling blood? I feel like Bryce Harper put a bad mojo on his team coming in wearing Mets colors. That's like a sports god rule. You can't come in wearing another team's colors. I don't know who told him that was cool. That was dumb as hell, Bryce. Like, I don't know who told him he woke up that day talking about something. I'm going to kill him with this. You know, wake up here and they're like, oh, I'm going to kill him with this.
Yeah, they said they fit out last night.
It was ugly as hell.
Yeah, it was a mess.
Like, Bryce, what are you doing, bro? Like, sometimes Bryce gives me the me vibes, and I don't like that, bro.
Well, especially because he's the one that said it's about the name on the back and not the name, or the name, man, on the front, like, not the name on the back.
So what are you doing? You're pandering to Mets fans now? You want Mets fans to buy your merchandise? Like, what the hell are you doing, Bryce? Like, I don't get it, bro. You're in the World Series push right now, and you set a bad energy coming out wearing Mets cleats and Mets headband and Mets gloves. You set a bad omen in the series, and I feel like by him coming out like that, being the leader and Mets gear, that set us up for failure right there. Just like when he came in with the Sixers in the Game 7, they were wearing a Sixers jersey. It's a bad omen, bro. And tripled all the way down to Durant. Durant was playing bad the last couple of games. Right now, they're feeling the Wheeler effect starting to come into a flight. They got to get Raleigh and Tooth back together. They got to sit their ass down. Topper got to get back in and do some more platoon cooking, whatever he's got to do. And get these guys back into shape because Taiwan's got to. I said he's going to play an important role this year, and here's the important role for Taiwan tonight. He's got a big role to get his back up and a lead in the standings, and it'll give us a better momentum about ourselves. But right now, the Mets have a psychological advantage that I do not like. And right now, Joe, it ain't over. It ain't over. We got like 30-something games to go, and the Phillies cannot collapse at this time. They got to find a way to get back on that road that they were on, or they're going to be and dead water.
Well, they got to wake up, Terrence. They do, and they need to win tonight. I mean, a win tonight, and I know it's one game here or there, and I understand your guy's point, and Terrence, good phone call. Like, it doesn't change that they lost the series. They lost it anyway, right? They swept, or two out of three, they lost the series. It can salvage it from the perspective of at least they get a win there, they get out. And also, there is a big difference being up six or being up four after tonight.
No, I mean, I hear
you. That's two games. That's a two-game swing tonight.
I hear you, but the bottom line is this. The Mets have your number, and they feel confident in beating your ass every time they feel like they need to.
Yeah.
That's not a great – like, if you're getting beat up by a bully, two out of the three times y'all fight, I'm not happy about the last time we fought. He just got tired of whooping my ass. That don't feel good to me.
It's not great. And we all want to avoid them in the playoffs. I'm keeping the main thing the main thing. No, let's get out of there with one.
I hear you.
Let's cower and get out of there. Let's run away.
No, but I'm
get
saying.
Get out!
But I'm saying, I hear what you're saying, Joe. We're trying to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But if you're the Mets, you set out to do what you wanted to do.
And the concerning part is it feels
who's
like
pitching for the Mets tonight. Is this a bullpen game?
No,
for them?
They have a rookie who just
got
came
a young
up,
gun.
Just came up last week.
They got a young gun.
Well,
doesn't that tell you everything that you need
maybe
to
we
know?
Could show them.
Yeah, well,
they took care of business.
Well, I'm a little bit split on how to feel about tonight.
I'm sorry, Kyle. Because I know Kyle's going through it, and today by me laughing and saying
you're not,
what I'm
you're
saying,
you're not helping.
I'm not helping, but I am being real with you.
Get through this. No,
I'm being real with you.
Lie to me.
You set out. Like, if you're the Mets, you're okay. Let me paint a scenario that everybody understands.
Great.
You've been reeling for a month, right? You lost a game to the Braves where you were up and you ended up losing.
I know.
You get the division leader in town.
You smack him around. They've smacked the Phillies around. They're just smacking him around for 2 days. I know.
Like the people you slap you all around. Mm-hmm. And then you say, okay, young buck, do what you got to do. Do your best, but we ain't tripping because we did we came for. And we got him, four more times after this?
Yep. He at least it's here.
Yeah.
It's here.
And we beat your ass at your home, too.
Mm-hmm. Not the same. Mm-hmm.
It's not the same? Wait a minute.
When they come here, I'd expect a split.
So wait a
minute.
Not
them taking four here.
Wait a minute. Okay, I'm going to ask y'all a question. What's worse, getting your ass beat at somebody else's house or getting your ass
no
beat at your
house? Fuck. Our fans, you kidding me? That place will be disgusting.
And that's what I'm saying. And they've been beating your ass.
If they come here in September and beat our ass for 4 days, we're canceling the rest of the season.
But what I'm saying is this. In order to get some kind of confidence going, you got to go step out on their front porch and put your hands on them in front of their wife and kids.
So for tonight, like a part of me wants to believe, you know, Nolan McLean came out and had a couple good starts.
Yeah.
Could it be a Mick Abel situation where suddenly there's more tape on him,
a little regression,
pick things up? But the other part of me is like, the Phillies never do well against a guy they see the first time.
Yeah, I'm aware.
This guy might no hit us tonight.
You know what the most irritating thing about what happened last night? The celebration after the fact. I mean, I get it. That's what they do in baseball, but it was just.
They walked us off.
Yeah, but the most irritating thing is Mets. I told you yesterday, Mets fans are supposed to be miserable. It's the way the universe works.
Like,
they're happy.
It bothered me the singing in the stands.
It's the worst.
And it was bad.
The whole thing is, all right, can a win tonight salvage your feelings on this series? Your phone calls. We are looking for a winner. We have a pair of tickets to give away. Deshaun Jackson's team, Michael Vick's team, The Link, October 30th. Hughes Clues, the winning answer wins these tickets. We haven't got it yet. Plus, Evans is piling up against Hugh Douglas. Is he?
What I do?
Yesterday, you may have big-timed a coworker of yours, and we have to figure out if Hugh Douglas is really a team guy or is he a me guy. That's next.
I thought we weren't going to talk about
that. No, we're doing it now. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Wait a minute. Is this my time?
Yeah.
Come on, Douglas.
Yes. Fall's right around the corner, people, and that means two things. It's time for football and pumpkin spice. And listen, do I have some pumpkin spice for you? I know this is a season we were all talking about pumpkin spice, but I got some pumpkin spice thick-cut bacon from Hatfield. Warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold, it's different, and it's delicious. Pumpkin spice bacon is available for a limited time at your local grocery store. Visit Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy Hatfield. Better care, better port.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Really, Kyle? You're really leaning into this a lot.
Just good music, Hugh. I think you're just in your own head.
No, I mean, well, it was a lot. Somebody called in and said, I used to date that godmother.
And you fumbled the bag. I mean, he told us live on the air.
She married, too. I looked at the pictures.
To a guy named Douglas.
Yeah.
What are the odds? I mean, that's... Mm.
Would I be hating if I said he was a knockoff?
Oh. Knockoff?
I was thinking if you can't beat him, join him. Yeah.
Wow.
Knockoff.
I mean, I'm happy for
it. Knockoff Douglas?
I'm happy for it.
You're giving her the you can't do better than me.
Does he look like you?
I mean, Joe, I'm bald and black. I mean, that's like you go to Atlanta, you're going to see.
I didn't say it. You said
get
it.
Get whiplash. I mean, is there every brother in Atlanta look like that? It's like, you know what I'm just saying.
So she has a type.
Yeah, you go to Atlanta, you can see them all over the place. They all over the place.
Thousands of them. You can find them. All right, well, welcome back. Midday Show. Before we get back to the phone lines here, a couple things, a couple orders of business. Number one, text Midday to 53209 to make a donation. Eagles Radiothon going on right now. So there's so many different experiences you could bid on with players. I mean, we talked about Landon Dickerson. He'll come and mow your lawn. Jalen Hurts going to read his children's book to kids. There's also ones with our show here. You could sit in with us and hang out and see behind the scenes. We can come to your home or your business and do a show. You could bid on that. There's also one, I don't even think we talked about this today. You know, there's a gaming experience with you. Someone's going to come here and play video games with you.
We got to be careful about what we play, though.
Yeah, I'm guessing the person that wins could pick
the game. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
So play video games with Hugh Douglas. So many things to bid on. EaglesRadiothon.com. Okay, before we get back to everyone, and someone's got to win this prize here because we got a great prize giveaway. Hugh's Clues has been a dud today, if I will say so myself.
I mean, I think I gave out some really good clues.
I think did. Today was
a disaster for Hughes Clues.
Well, it's a disaster for other reasons.
Yeah, we don't got a sugarcoat.
It was a disaster for other reasons. But
speaking of a disaster, this morning, Hugh Douglas walked in, and what'd you tell us about Joe DeCamera's book?
I forgot where I put it.
Did you lose Joe's book already? He signed it personally for you.
He gave it to you yesterday.
He did. I'm looking around the studio to see if I left it in the studio. I forgot where I put it. I remember grabbing it.
Yeah.
I just don't remember where I put it.
This is not team guy behavior. Mm-hmm. This is not. Team guys read each other's books we write
here. I did. I read through it.
The whole thing?
Well, I skimmed through it.
Okay. And, I didn't read the whole thing. I read a couple pages.
Well, I skimmed through it.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it's a nice, and he signed it for me. And I got up this morning because I was going to like kind of look at it and when we were doing, you know, here.
Because we're talking, let me get a little pop. The Best of Philly Sports, Amazing Moments and Stories in Philadelphia History by Joe DeCamera.
I can't remember where I put it.
Yeah, see. It looks good.
And he signed it.
He did.
And I felt bad. And I don't think I left it in the studio. Because if I did, Spike would have said something.
I think someone would have said something. Yeah, like, yeah, Hugh loved your book so much that he just left it around.
I think I took it home.
So this morning we're in the meeting before the show to bring everyone inside. And he was searching through his bag to see if he could find Joe's book. Because my book was in my bag. That's yep. I got it yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's in my bag, right?
So we really going here, huh?
Well, yeah, dude.
Yeah, and then Hugh opens a folder, okay? This guy's folder has papers from like 7 or 8 years ago.
2018.
He had the 2023 Eagles schedule printed.
Yeah, SEC.
You're a disaster.
What do you mean? If anything, I'm a pack rat. Mm-hmm.
Someone gave you a book yesterday. You lost it.
I'm a little bit of that.
You're a hoarder?
Because I have the 2018 SEC schedule.
Hoarder Hugh?
Yeah, a little bit of that.
2018. Nah. Those teams aren't even the same conference anymore.
Nah, they realigned way a long time ago.
Damn, dude.
I mean, but I have some old reads from the old radio station. I did.
Just clean it out.
I mean, you just don't
need
those
I have old
anymore.
Rundowns from you know, my days at the other station. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I just...
Be a funny bit. We come in here one day, we do a show you did in 2018. Just act as if it's real now.
No, I mean, I got the rundowns and all that stuff.
So, would you say Hugh misplacing Joe's book, Kyle, is team behavior or me behavior?
It's definitely not team behavior. No, there's no regard whatsoever for... For one of your coworkers.
No, I do have regard.
He personalized the book for you.
He did, and it's somewhere.
And it's, yeah, well, I think until we find it.
I think it's at home. It has to be.
That's not true. So,
it's blatantly disrespectful.
Yeah, I would say this to Joe. I mean, he can do whatever he wants. They're his copies of his books. I wouldn't, if it was me, I wouldn't give you another.
Yeah, no more gifts to
him.
Wait
a minute. I didn't.
He's way too cavalier about this whole thing.
I think it's at home. It's at home. I think it's at home.
Right next to your bed, on the nightstand.
No, it's probably on the counter in the kitchen. Okay. I think that's where it's at. Mm. I just didn't see
it. You didn't seem to be as confident in its location this morning.
You're trying to talk yourself into this
not being that big of a deal.
No, because I know I picked it up because when we clean up our area, I picked it up. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't clean up my area, Spike, we usually do a good job of policing each other. So he would have said, "Hey man, you left your book." So I didn't do that. So it's at the house.
Okay.
It's at the house somewhere.
Right, we might have to do a reading Douglas where he has to come in and talk about Joe's book, assuming he has it at the house.
It's at the house.
Yeah, okay.
You got to get that folder thing together.
Yeah, that folder's a disaster.
Yeah, I need to just go ahead and throw that stuff.
Twitter question.
But I didn't.
I love how you have an SEC schedule from 3 seasons ago, but yet the read for at 10:40, you don't know where that is.
No, because it's like, I'm a hoarder. I'm a little bit of a hoarder.
All right, our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Can a win over the Mets tonight salvage your feelings on the series? Yes, at 44%. No, at 56%. So a lot of Douglases out there just angry about this thing, regardless of tonight. Should I take back my NL East is overtake? 77% say yes.
I mean, stop being weenies.
I can't take it back. First of all, it was just 2 days ago. I'm like, if the Phillies, their lead goes from 7-1, I may have some soul searching to do in a few weeks. But today is not that day.
I mean, I don't think, I think you was a little cavalier in the way that you handled it. You shouldn't have done that, but I mean, it's not your fault. But you knew, Joe, you knew going into this that the history for us going up there wasn't that great. You knew that.
I said that on Monday. I said that if they win the division by one, they still win the division. I didn't say this was going to be like a rout. I kind of felt this was coming.
You know what? You did say that. You didn't say you felt it was coming, but
I thought they'd lose a game or two in this series.
I just I have some strong thoughts.
But not like this. Nobody saw see this coming.
Yeah. It would have been nice, like, if we won one of the first two.
I hate to be the one to
Don't do it.
But I'm here. I'm the drunk uncle at the barbecue. Sober. I'm Pop. The Alec Bohm thing, kind of, you know, crying about the...
I know. I hate it.
That's a lot.
I have strong feelings about those who take jinxes and superstitions very seriously. Mm-hmm. I mean, grow up. can we be serious for a second?
Right. Like, as if anything we say impacts the game.
Nothing to do with it, please. I mean, come on.
It's just bad timing on my part more than anything else. Do you have real concerns about Joran Duran? Yes at 34%, no at 66%. So most people keeping their emotions in check there. Should Hugh Douglas make an online dating profile? 67% on yes. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that one. Yep. That's happening. And then the final one, is Hugh Douglas a me guy or a team guy? I actually vote a team guy. Hugh is a team guy.
Well, so it's not going my way.
Hold on.
Well, it is.
I'm a team guy.
After he left us to die in that flood?
I didn't leave you. First of all.
Time out. Kyle's right. Now, I think of you on the air most days as a great team guy, right? Like, you'll go along with all the nonsense we do. You don't get upset. You let us talk about online dating profiles.
But you're not fooling anybody.
But when a serious situation happened, you fled.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, that was life or death.
Can we hear the audio of the Great Midday Flood?
But you left me
high and dry.
Joe,
actually wet.
Joe, I've workshopped this with close friends of mine. Mm-hmm. The fact that I kept telling you, Joe, the water's rising, and you looked at me, Joe, like you're looking at me right now. I was like, you're crazy.
The show must go on.
And I'm like, Joe, the water's rising. Because when you're locked into the show, you are locked in. You were so locked in that Kyle was all, Hugh, you're crazy, until the water started reaching Kyle. Mm-hmm. And then Kyle was like, Joe. And you just sat there with all of this electrical equipment around you doing the show. And we kept telling you to leave.
By the way, I was asking Scott about Bryce's thought having to be dropped in the order. He did have to be dropped in the order. We were talking about important things at that point.
No, but we kept telling you, Joe, it's about to get bad. And everybody else is leaving, and you're still doing the show. And it became, you talk about awkward and weird.
Yeah.
The awkward moment was when you were still doing the show, and everybody's looking at you like, why are you still
doing
the show?
You're leaving a big part of this out.
What?
You did sound the alarms first, and that's good on you. Mm-hmm. But then once everyone got the message, you had a truck, and you disappeared as the rest of us swam to safety.
Tensions were high. Tempers were flaring.
First of all, I stayed 5 minutes too long. I should have left y'all a long time ago because I was being a team player.
You missed what happened. We had to break a table and make a makeshift boat to get out of there.
That's what I'm saying. And I tried to tell y'all, let's go. I missed two sandwiches. And you know how I feel about free food. I missed two sandwiches.
Well, you got
because I wasn't coming back. Dude was like, hey, you're coming back?
No. You almost lost two friends in the meantime.
Yeah, I'm just like, I tried to get y'all, but y'all ain't
what you also see is that he's growing and learning better.
And you hear the water. You hear the rain.
When to use it, who to use it against, how to couple it with the other pitches that he has. So, I think I love the move at the time. And there's no reason not to love it even more every time you see him go to the mound.
Scott Fransky with us here, a Fransky Friday, as we are at the Stotesbury Cup Regatta here on this Friday. Phillies open a series tonight against the Pirates. Hugh, you're going to be all right.
No, I'm not.
She was worried.
No, Scott.
Full disclosure, Scott, the area we're in has begun to flood.
Scott,
so
it just got real. It just got real. It just got really real.
We also
real.
Found out, Scott, it real life Titanic, I go down with the ship and Hugh gets in the lifeboat.
Hey, listen.
I sat there talking to Hugh and Hugh started walking away.
Hey, Scott, I just want to say, they think I'm crazy. They're going to start listening to me at some point. I told them this could happen.
As long as the afternoon show is ready to go a little bit early, if you guys have to clear out.
they better get ready because we about to start swimming. I tried to tell you.
And that's exactly what happened 5 minutes later. We had to leave.
I just got a text message. You know, when you got friends like this, man, like, it's going to be so easy to date. So D-Gun just sent me, man, don't nobody want to date your ugly ass.
Wow.
I hate you, D-Gun, just because you outkicked your coverage. It's your little ugly ass. Like, D-Gun ugly. He's an ugly dude. That hurt my feelings a little bit.
I can tell.
It's been a tough week for Douglas's self-esteem here. I mean, he's getting hit from every direction. You people, dating profiles, D-Gun. It's not easy, man.
Oh, how much time we got left, man?
We got enough to have fun with this. All right, Eric in Middletown is up on WIP. He's back up. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Joe. Look, man, the captain goes down with the ship, right?
That's right. That's right. We took off, and I was not stopping until it was over, and man, it almost ended for me, unfortunately.
You almost went to the upper room.
I did.
Hey, let's just relax about the Phillies, man. Here, what's the Mets got to go? 22-8, the remainder, and the Phillies just have to be a game or two above 500. So I'm not in panic mode yet.
I agree, Eric. Now, look, the fact that they seem to keep beating us head-to-head makes it complicated because they can make up a lot of ground quickly. But I'll just say this. If we get a win tonight and we get out of there up six, we're still in great shape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, just relax.
Watch relax, you.
Yeah, I am a little concerned about
what
Toronto,
am I,
man.
What am I overreacting about?
A lot. Serious.
Like
a lot.
What?
You're in panic mode, you.
Tom, since we're here, how am I panicking? What have I said that is panicky?
I don't know. I just started listening here not about an hour
okay,
ago.
Okay, that's fine. Well,
he can
fine.
Feel it.
Hey, you know what? That's fine.
You know what?
I'll take that.
You
yeah, that's
smell
fine.
Of panic. He could.
It's not panicky.
He can feel
I'm,
it.
I'm stating facts over here.
Mm-hmm.
Get you a nice little three fingers of Maker's Mark. Sit down.
There you go.
Relax.
That still doesn't stop the fact that, you know, if we see them in the playoffs, it might get ugly.
Yeah, maybe we won't see them in the playoffs.
Maybe.
Think positive. All right, Eric, do you have a guess for us for Hughes Clues?
Yes, I do. And this guy should no longer be a captain. He should be an admiral by now, but it's Captain Crunch.
It is Captain Crunch. Eric, you nailed it. You are headed to the game on October 30th, Delaware State, Norfolk State. Mike Vick, Deshaun Jackson. How did you – what clue gave it away? Was it the last one?
Well, it was the last one, but I did the first one there when you wake up every morning.
Yes.
To his face.
See, I told you that was a good
yeah,
one.
I mean, it took till 1:35. Eric, good job, man. We'll get you the tickets there. All right. Yeah, I mean, I used to wake up many mornings with the captain. Captain
no,
Crunch
he had a facelift.
You showed me the photo this morning. I don't like the new look.
No, you know what's funny? Because I went to the store the other day, and I was like, you know how every night you get a taste for some Crunch Berries,
yeah.
Captain Crunch Berries. And I was like, Captain Crunch had Botox. That was my first thought, man, because they kind of... You know how when a lady or a guy, for that matter, take a picture and you could tell that it's the filter.
Yeah.
It's like they make their face look all tighter and glowier.
It's different.
Yeah, and it was like Captain Crunch. And I Googled it. And I was like, dog had a facelift.
I didn't think it was necessary.
Nah.
You think he's just rebranding himself a little
bit? I think that's what it was. Because the box is similar, but it's just it's almost like he was aging and they wanted to make him younger. And that was the first thing I thought. I'm like, man, they gave Captain Crunch a facelift.
I don't remember my last bowl of Captain Crunch. It's been too long.
Oh, it's been about a week ago. It's just, you know, as a single guy, that's like that. It's a whole bunch of Captain Crunch at the crib.
Maybe this is in my old age, I think I'm becoming more of a Honey Nut Cheerios guy, like basic cereals,
simple,
real sugary stuff.
Lower your cholesterol.
I'm straying away
from. That's that lower your cholesterol.
Yeah, well,
cholesterol
yeah whatever. I don't care.
High fiber type situation.
Yeah, your palate changes as you get older. I mean, Hugh became a wine guy a month ago or two. Yeah.
Yes, I'm learning.
Yeah. Captain
growing.
Captain Crunch and wine. There he is, everyone, ladies and gentlemen.
Pumpkin spice bacon. Don't forget the pumpkin.
How could I forget that? Kashmir in the Poconos is going to crush the Phillies. What's up, Kashmir?
Joe, it's been a while. I apologize, but I don't know what to say. You got to give me like 30 or 40 seconds because I want to rip the Phillies and I'm just not too happy about what I'm seeing. One thing you need to understand, man, about Philadelphia, about the Phillies fans is we hate the Mets as much as Eagles fans hate the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe, can you back me up on this? We hate the Mets just like we hate the Cowboys.
Well, and it's specifically, and I think it's similar to this page, it's the fans, right? Like the team is the team.
Yep.
Team changes, players change. It's the fans. The world is right when Mets fans are miserable, Kashmir, and right now they're happy, which means the whole world is not tilting on the right axis right now. It's upside down.
And you know what's even worse is we're making them happy.
I know. At our expense.
Our Phillies. And at our expense, we're the ones getting laughed at. You see, back in 06, 07, 08, 09, 10, 11, those teams used to beat the crap out of the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to love it. And now it's completely the other foot. Why can't this team ever, ever, ever beat the Mets? Why? What is it about that stupid team up there that isn't even that great anyways that we can never beat them? I just don't get it. It makes no sense. I hate it. I hate their fan base. I hate their dorky Pete Alonso. I hate the stupid Mr. Matt. I hate everything about them. I hate them. But we can never, ever beat them. And what sucks is they keep having fun at our expense. And what's even worse is, Joe, once they sweep us tonight, and yes, they're going to sweep us. I will put my house on it. I'll put all my money I have in my bank account on they're going to sweep us tonight. That is a guarantee. We're not winning tonight. Forget it. We're getting swept. The Phillies are garbage when they play the Mets. They are garbage.
Well, they roll. I mean, most of these games they roll over. And then even last night when they fought, Bader hits the home run. Duran blows it in the ninth inning. Like we can't. It's like every game is the same thing. It's a variation of the same nightmare game against them up there.
Yeah, and it's like you expect the players that you'd expect to actually perform better. Kyle Schwarber is 0-for-12 with 11 strikeouts against Edwin Diaz, and the guy's 0-for-10 in the series. It's like, great, okay, great Kyle, great Bryce, great Trey. You know, you guys are playing like MVP so far this year. Okay, how come you can't do it in this game? How come you can't do it against them? Like, this is like, Joe, and you're a college football guy. You're like Michigan, right? What did they used to say to Jim Harbaugh when he could never beat Ohio State? Dude, you can do it against somebody else. You can't beat Ohio State until he finally did.
Well, and that's really all. Sometimes it's all that matters. And to yeah. Hugh's point, we may see the Mets in the playoffs. And ultimately, in Cashmere, we appreciate. I knew Cashmere crushed the Phillies today. If they see him in the playoffs, it's all that's going to matter is can they beat him. Now, I hope we avoid him, but it is what it is. All right, let's grab Pablo quickly in Sewell. Hey, Pablo.
Hey, what's up, Joe? Hey, look, I am so pissed off. I don't know. Our team needs to grow a pair. Somebody on that team has got to pick up the pieces. In 80, we had Rose. In 2008, we had Jimmy. Who's going to pick up the slack here? We don't need to give an ovation when these guys are sitting back on their heels and feeling sorry for themselves. They got to come out with some fierce fire, and that's all. Peace.
Pablo, appreciate it. I brought it.
Who gave him an ovation? I mean, they were in New York.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he means the Trey thing back here. Yeah.
He was mad at us when he called, by the way.
What did we
about
do?
What?
Not hard enough on them, I guess.
I mean, because we said a win would salvage things this week. I said that.
Yeah, that's kind of soft.
I'm trying to get out of there with our heads above water.
No, I get what
you're
saying.
Meanwhile, you're reminding us that we're drowning.
No, I'm just
offering
saying.
A life vest here. And no, you're like, you might drown anyway. Yeah, I know that. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll check in with you people. Yes. Yeah, well, and this you told them that they're in your head. This is your fault, all right? You people, your phone calls as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Oh, it is that time of day. Hugh's favorite. Let's hear what you people have to say.
Happy Fire Joe Giglio Day, everyone.
See you guys.
That's
me. That's it?
I didn't know that was
Is that,
that was
how
today.
It ends? All right. All right. It was a good run. Good run. I'll see you guys soon.
All right. Joe Giglio jinxed the Phillies in the division just like last year.
Who won the NL East last year? That was the Phillies. So let's keep that in mind.
Keep your perspective.
Yeah.
Yep.
We have a guy who's coming into the chat every day, I'm assuming listening to the show, but he says, hashtag cancel WIP.
Oh, the whole station?
Yeah.
Not just our show.
Yep.
All right. Well, I guess I'm out and the station's out.
He's also doing his part by listening and tuning in.
And commenting. Thank you. Yep. Appreciate you.
I swear Hugh Douglas is a closet Braves fan, way too happy when the Phillies lose.
How did the Braves get tied into this?
Well, I guess he thinks you're just taking joy in the Phillies' misery. Yep.
I'm not taking joy in anything. I'm just here to keep it a bean. I keep it real.
We had a call. It's Jay. It was Jay in West Philly who admitted yesterday he takes joy when the Phillies lose.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, at least he admitted it.
Just admit it, Douglas.
I don't take joy in that, man. That's not true.
No, I don't think it's true either.
No.
2 hours of cardio? Hugh's looking more like 2 pounds of bacon.
2 pounds of bacon don't sound bad right about now.
Pumpkin spice?
Pumpkin spice, yeah. That ain't bad.
New addition to the bracket, Fatback Douglas.
Fatback, yeah. Jake. Thanks a lot, Jake. Gave us a new bracket.
He got it.
That's a real thing, though, right? The Fatback?
The Fatback, yeah. He's talking about this.
But it's also it is part of, like, slang.
Yeah, it's called big back.
Yes, big
like
back.
Big back activity.
Yes,
like
exactly.
You know, you partake in big back activity.
I got you. Now it's all coming together.
Big back.
Who is more rent free, Mets with the Phillies or you people to Hugh Douglas?
I was going to say before today was clearly Mets Phillies, but the way you started the show today with 2 hours of cardio, 2 hours that they're rent free in your head.
Yeah, came right out and admitted it. That's good. Yeah. That's growth. I can help you find his book. It's right underneath your car keys.
You know, they're probably right.
Yeah.
I haven't seen those car keys since I lost them. I threw them away.
Did you throw Joe's book away?
I don't think I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I didn't think I threw my car keys away either.
Oh, dude, if you threw in the trash, that's tough.
Imagine if you threw it in the trash here by accident. Joe walks in the studio and it's just in there. That would be a crushing.
Yeah, that wouldn't. I didn't do that.
Yikes. All right. So we appreciate Kylie Kelsey trying to help Hugh with his dating profile. But you people stepped in and helped out a little bit, too.
Oh, no.
I cannot wait to hear this.
So on Hugh's dating profile, Jaguars legend.
That would be funny.
Not very friendly.
Okay.
I don't think these are going to help you find a girl, by the way.
If you want accountability, swipe left.
You know what? Between Jason, Kylie, and you people, I think we put together something really strong here.
There's more. Don't worry. Won't share food. Don't ask.
That should just
be. Yeah, that's a good one.
At least you're being honest. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm keeping it being.
Yep. Am easily bought.
Yeah. We've learned that many times. That's obvious.
Part-time ferry, full-time problem.
Oh, that was cold.
That's good.
Still have my hearing, but it is selective.
No, I like that one. I like that one. That was a good one.
Disclaimer: can no longer go back to back.
Yeah, I need to. That need to be the header. Hey, yeah. You looking for back to back? I am not your guy.
And maybe the nail in the proverbial coffin, or I mean, this could actually help you find something. Running out of time.
I tell you what, they came with it today.
They did.
Those were pretty good.
Running out of time is brutal, man. So it's a good showing.
It's a good one. Good job, you people. All right, we appreciate it. All right, quickly, a couple of things on the waiver wire for the Eagles, Hugh. When Elliott was with us, nothing had happened yet, nothing big. They released or got rid of Trevor Keegan. Mm-hmm. The Eagles did claim someone. Offensive lineman Willie Lampkin, a center from the Rams. So typically it's like, all right, this is just another guy that was cut. But this guy seems kind of interesting. So according to Field Yates, he had been waived with an injury by the Rams, and you don't see typically injured players claimed. They usually kind of go back through and end up on IR. So the Eagles claimed an injured player, and the thought is they really liked what they saw before he got injured, and they wanted him. According to Pro Football Focus, he was the highest-graded rookie offensive lineman during the preseason. So it might be a name to keep an eye on for Jeff Stoutland. Willie Lampkin, offensive lineman, a center from the Rams. Also, they lose Anaya Smith to the Panthers. Is that correct? And Kyle McCord's coming back?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there's
season saved.
We got our fourth quarterback back in the mix. So that is that. All right. We got a baseball game tonight. We got to avoid a sweep. We need it. We need it.
Come on, Douglas.
Hugh, can you lie to us? Can we get a win tonight?
You want me to lie to you?
Well, don't tell the truth.
Okay, yes. We're going to get a win tonight.
I didn't buy it.
Now, what do you really feel?
Yeah.
No, that's it. Yeah, I don't think we're winning tonight. I don't think we're winning tonight, no.
Oh.
I don't. I just don't. I haven't seen what I needed to see. Well, I haven't. Just haven't seen it.
Saquon Walker.
You're doubting Taiwan.
It's not so much Taiwan. It's the bats.
Yeah, but you know who knows City Field well?
He
used to pitch there. He was a Met at one point. He's going to go shove against his old team. I hope. Otherwise, I'm in big trouble. All right. You guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show is up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.